over at Eggs Up Grill. You know about Eggs Up Grill because you've been there and you love it. But now, Thera, I want to talk about the catering and tell you what they do from a catering standpoint. The business owners, if you're, you know, healthcare, you know this, you cater all the time. And universities, athletic departments, employees at Clemson and Lander, and I'm talking about it in the Clemson, Seneca, and Greenwood areas there at Eggs Up Grill. They do an unbelievable job here. So catering has turned into one of the biggest aspects of their business. And so you get different presentations. You get breakfast, you get brunch, you get lunch. And so you get the full breakfast buffet or the brunchy options. Shrimp and grits, biscuit samplers, muffins, parfaits, salads, wraps, sandwiches, coffees, juices, teas, lemonades, etc. You get all that. Go to eggsupgrill.com. You click on the catering tab. You select Clemson or Seneca location. And this is easy. You go through the easy cater system there, and it puts all that to bed, and you're able to go do exactly what you need to be doing with your meeting. And you put that worry to bed. So eggsupgrill.com, click on the catering tab, then you select one of the locations, and then it will be done, taken care of, put in the books, and everybody will love that. It's easy to make a sales presentation when the food's good. Two quick things. Number one, I just retweeted Missouri football getting all over on their Twitter feed, their X feed, getting all over Shane Beamer. Wow, man. Like, oh wow. Like, if I'm the commissioner, I'm looking at that going, hey, knock it off. Don't make me come back there. Don't make me get in the back seat back there. Anyway, and then the other part of it is, and I've got to ask Will this when he gets off there, so I'll ask him. After he does this, let me get back to our phone lines. We've all phone calls, all text messages all day long. Reaction Monday. James is in Sumter. Good morning, James. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm doing well.
Good.
I was under the weather for a couple of weeks here, but I feel 1,000 times better right now. So that's a good thing. I wasn't expecting this.
No.
Wasn't expecting this at all. Just a couple of things, one or two, maybe three things at the most. On the defensive scheme, I'm not a fan of a 4-2-5 scheme, and that, you know, fifth defender, the tiger position, you pretty much have to be a hybrid linebacker, right? With the ability to cover in a slot as well as, you know, plug in that hole, and we just don't have anybody to fit that bill.
Saturday, right, against Syracuse, they start out with Terrell there because Syracuse spreads it so much and thought they were going to throw it. And then Syracuse lines up. It's a mismatch. It's a chess match. And if you put, you know, you put Jamal Anderson out there, and they put the running back running down the field to Troy, catches a touchdown pass against you. You put Avery and Terrell out there, and they line up and smash you. Clemson does not have the Isaiah Simmons, the hybrid linebacker that can cover in space. And then you go defense back, and you watch the Shelton Lewis's get beat, and you watch the Tink Kellys who was hurt.
Get ran over.
Yeah, you don't see it. So anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, so in lieu of that, you know, if you don't have the personnel to run a scheme, right, then shouldn't you adjust your scheme for your personnel?
Well, if you if you go linebacker, right? Let's say you get Anderson in the game. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to spread you out, and they're going to throw it and make him cover in space, and he can't do it. And so then you're going to go with the nickel safety guy, and they're going to line up and smash you. So what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. The majority of our defensive linemen, those guys are one gap hitters, right? Yeah. And we're turning those guys into two gap guys, and they're just not them.
No.
And what you said also about, you know, you see something wrong, if you don't, you know, address it, then you're allowing it.
Yeah, either coach it or allow it.
We've seen that, and I've, you know, I listen to what the players say a lot. And over the summer, I listened to when the running back removal from the linebacker, he was talking about Coach Luke was helping him with pass pro, and you know, maybe we're spreading Coach Luke out too much, you know, And my thing is, if you have a deficiency at any coaching position, I'm not going to talk about it because I think I've talked about it the last 4 years of nausea. You're going to use your other coaches to make up for that deficiency. and I think it's really catching up to this team right now. We've put too much, so far as monetary, into this coaching staff for us to have that amount of inexperience at key positions. You know, and I admire Dabo because that's how he got his start. Someone believed in him, right? Someone gave him that opportunity, all right? But with that being said, well, we're going to be paying for that, for those mistakes made in 2020-21 for the next 3 or 4 years. And that's just the painful thing about it. We're going to pay for that.
Well, but now the good news is the portal, and you got to go attack the portal. Yeah. You got to go Tampa right now. With the portal, you could be Oklahoma, who was on the hot seat. I mean, Brent Venables was in trouble, and now he's number 7 in the country. He went out and got a quarterback, you know. And with the portal, Miami, you know, Cristobal now is the number 2 team in the country because he's got Carson Beck, because he went in the portal and he got players. So you can turn it around quicker, thank goodness, now.
Yeah. Well, Mick, one thing. If I'm a good player in the portal, I'm looking at how we use players that come out of the portal. We're not using Alexander.
Yeah, you got to make
several times.
You got to tell, and Dabo has to make a. Dabo needs to come on tonight at 5:30, and say, "Hey, if you enter the portal, we're looking now. We're having a fundamental shift. You want an opportunity to come play in a big time program? You mean like the Hardy kid this past weekend? That kid was at Monroe or somewhere in Louisiana, which one? Maybe Monroe. And now he's one of the best running backs in the country. If you want to come up and play that way, then this is a place you can do that at now. You have a fundamental shift that we can go out and get those kind of players.
Yeah. I think he'll get it right.
He's got it right in the past. I mean, that's one thing you go back and look at. He's done it right in the past. He's fixed things. It's his responsibility. It's his fault it got to this. But also, he deserves a chance to fix it.
Yeah, he'll fix it. Yeah.
I hope you're right. I think you're right. I hope you're right.
All right, man.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, if you think about it, for the first, what's he been here? How many years has he been here?
Oh, gosh. 17, 16?
Yeah. First 16 years, he is pretty much fixed. Now, this one's the glaring one, though. Right? This is the glaring issue. Can he fix, among the many? It's fix all of it. There's 100 things wrong. You got to fix every one of them. Or at least be in a mask. You don't have to fix every one of them. When Deshaun and Trevor were here, and Brent Venables was here, I'm going to give him a lot of credit too, they didn't have everything right. But they had enough right. So you don't have to fix 100 things. But prioritize and fix the best part of that, and you can win again. Pat is in Savannah, Georgia. Pat, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Hey, man, pretty good. I haven't set up a place where I could just hang myself in the woods yet, but we're getting close, but we're not there yet.
Don't do that. It's a football game, man. Don't do that.
I hear you. So I don't know if you recall, but there was talk once upon a time, I believe it was right when Coach Venables left, that people were saying that it wasn't Dabo, it was the assistants he's had. Okay, is it possible that that's still the problem, or was that the reason we were so successful before and not Dabo?
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, someone sent me this with Venables, Dabo is 121-17, and without him, he's 60-33. Like, if those numbers are right, I don't know if those numbers are right or not, but if those numbers are right, then yeah, that's a lot. But you know, that's a lot of circumstantial things are too. I mean, with Deshaun, you were a certain record. Without Deshaun, with Trevor, you're a certain record. With Trevor and Deshaun compared to everybody else, there's a lot in there with Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, you know. So, look, the talent has fallen off, and the coaching has fallen off, and the accountability has fallen off, and the toughness and mental and physical toughness has fallen off. And how do you get back to it? You got to reinvent it somehow, some way, and it's your responsibility. And we'll see if he can do it. We'll see if he can do it. And if he can't do it, fine. Sure. If he can't do it, you know, then he'll have to go and do something else somewhere else.
I heard Trevor once say in an interview that Dabo was not an X's and O kind of guy. He was the motivator. He was the guy that got everybody to work together and kind of like the glue of the team. But it just seems to me that we're not executing? I mean,
Yeah, I don't think that. By the way, I think that's a compliment that Trevor said, because I'm watching now at Texas right now. They're saying Sarkisian's an X-No guy, and they're saying Sarkisian has to hire an offensive coordinator. The job itself right now is too much on the head coach to be all the X-No guys too. And if you're trying to do everything as a head coach and call plays and all that, then you might be micromanaging. I don't think that's an insult. I think it's a compliment when you say that you might not be an X-No guy, because the head coach has all the media responsibilities, all of the team, you know, meetings responsibilities and all that. I don't think Dabo's an X-No genius, but I don't want a head coach that's an X-No genius. I want a head coach that does all the other stuff, and I want to hire great assistants around him to do the X-No stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, you can't be everything.
Look,
Ryan Day has given up play calling, and he's number one in the country right now. And Cristobal doesn't call plays.
Right.
And he's number one in the country. Franklin doesn't call plays. Brian Kelly doesn't call plays anymore. You know, Kirby doesn't call defenses. You know, Schumann does that stuff, and Lanning did it before him. So, no, your head coaches now are Venables gave up the control of the defense. Your head coaches now are not X-No guys. They're doing everything else.
Who's the head coach? Who was the head coach at Auburn that's now an assistant at Florida State?
Malzahn.
You see how good they were?
Oh, yeah. They're running the football right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
They have an identity.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. They have what Clemson does not have. They have rushed for 1,000 yards on this season so far. They have an offensive identity.
If you compare this season to the West Virginia game where we lost, they scored like 72 on us. What hurts more, that or this season?
Say again now, I'm sorry.
One of Dabo's first bowl games, West Virginia beat him scored 72. Yeah. Okay,
this is worse.
What's the worst? Because
this is worse. Because this is the orange. That was the Orange Bowl. That was a 10-win ACC championship season. This is worse. This is 1-3, and you're better than the other teams through all that.
I after that game, I couldn't even say West Virginia. I just called them Left Virginia. Yeah. And right now, I'm rooting against Carolina. What kind of life is that?
Good stuff. Pat, let me go, man. Appreciate the phone call. Stay out of the woods, man. Stay out of the woods. Daniel's in Franklin. Daniel, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, Mickey.
I'm great. I'm fantastic.
All right. First and foremost, I want to pray for Pat that he doesn't end up in the woods.
Yeah, you know.
Pat, it's just football, man. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
The highlight of this weekend for me, Mickey, I hope you've been there, and if you haven't, I hope you get there. I ran 18 at Waterfall Country Club in Raven County on Saturday. Have you played Waterfall?
I know. I need to go, huh?
Oh my, what a track.
All right.
What an unbelievable golf course, Waterfall Country Club in Raven County, Clayton, Georgia.
All right.
You know, I walked out of the house. I didn't get to see any football Saturday. It's my buddy's 50th, and we played golf. So I walked out of the house about the time Desmond Howard picked Kent State over Florida State. And so that's what I left the house with.
Desmond said he was on pain pills at some point in time over the last couple of years. Maybe. Is he back on the pills again? What's he thinking?
Maybe he's back. I left knowing that throughout the week, you know, the press just kept replaying Dabo's press conferences. They just kept hammering Dabo, and I would think, like you said earlier, about when are the players going to step up. Everybody on that sideline is the best football player from their high school, you know, or from their hometown. Like, there's thoroughbreds for the game right there on the sideline, and you would think that after the fans' disappointment is tempting to push the coach out of the program, and he is the program, you would think that the players would step up and say, we're not going to let this happen. At least that's what I thought. And my buddy came up to me on like the 14th hole and was like, dude, Clemson just got beat by Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Like, if any week at all, those players are going to step up and take care of home base. it would be this. You got two losses. There's still a chance to turn the ship around. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. And then all of a sudden.
No, there's no chance now.
Man.
Hey, by the way.
Man, I couldn't believe it.
People telling me that was against the spread. So he picked Kent State against the spread. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I walked by the TV and just saw the flag.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got to get to
that.
That makes more sense. Yeah, I got to get to a break. I appreciate
get
it, man.
Get to it.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, sure. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great folks take care of you. PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an unbelievable job. Prime Lending is the company I've been with my last two mortgages. Let them be one of your three, kind of three estimates you need to get, talk to companies you need to get. And when you look at the whole thing and look at their customer service, look at how they tailor structure these loans, you're going to love them. PrimeLendingSC.com. Ted Seminole, Ted, and Butch and Fountain in. Hang on. Short break. Much more. I'll get everybody right after this.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about. Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
The police in New York City, they chased a boy right through the park. In a case of mistaken identity, they put a bullet through his heart.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at American Doormasters, getting your garage doors fixed. I hope they don't break, but they can do that. Getting your commercial doors fixed as well. The bumpers, edge of dock levelers, the edge of dock levelers. They do all that. They do great stuff. These people are licensed, bonded, and insured. These are local people. Love what they do. So great friends at American Doormasters. If it ever goes bad, info@americandoormasters.com. Their website, americandoormasters.com. They'll take care of it. They'll put that nightmare to bed for you. Tune-ups on your motor, broken springs, broken chains. They do all that. They take care of it. It's our great friends over at americandoormasters.com. All right. In their order, Ted's in Gilbert, where I was just in – I was actually in Fairview not too long ago, right near Gilbert at least. Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Yeah, that's not too far from where I'm at. About 10-minute drive.
Yeah, we're down to dove hunting, man.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
I didn't know I was going to be dove hunting in Fairview, but there I was a couple weeks ago. There I was.
There was plenty of them down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
not much else, but there's plenty of doves.
Good.
Here's my thing. I think it's absolutely coaching, 100%. And I think it's at every position on the field. I don't think we develop any – they hadn't developed any talent. I mean, yeah, we've got these five stars that come in. Peter Woods, he's a great player. E.J. Parker, great player. But who else have they developed on the defensive line? Nobody. And we talk about accountability. No one's holding the players accountable that are there, whether it be scheme, whatever. Ricardo Jones, number six. If you go back and watch the Georgia Tech game and the Syracuse game, he was beat every time he had an opportunity to make a play. Every time. He was either behind the play, but he runs out there every time. You know, maybe we don't have anybody else that they can run out there. I don't know.
That is the case, by the way. That's the real issue, is that, believe it or not, they are playing their best players. And that's one of my 30 things I mentioned wrong with Clemson football, is that they don't have – depth at safety. And he's a young player. I think he's got a little bit of talent, but you got to have more experience, more talent at safety than that,
right? Because any decent coach that watches film can say, this is where we're going to attack. Yeah. And how we got out physical on the line of scrimmage against Syracuse running the ball, when all they've shown is they're going to fling it up and down the field.
Yep.
I just, you know, and then the TV guys talking about, they were talking to Tom Allen earlier in the weekend, he was going to shut the run down. That was the game plan. They were going to shut it down. Well, if anybody we play all year that we could shut the run down, it was Syracuse.
Yep.
And they ran it down our throat. And then Dabo says in his post game how well the defense played in the second half and third. They didn't play that. What, they gave up 10 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
The Syracuse quarterback gets hurt midway through the third quarter.
Yep.
And we can't even stop the backup.
Yeah, it was 100. If you had told me that Syracuse had 155 yards rushing, then I'd have felt totally different going into the game because Syracuse can't run it and didn't run it. Hadn't run it all year long. And they lined up and they smashed Clemson. No answers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no heart and there's no accountability.
Yeah.
You know, I think even at linebacker, I mean, Danny Brown, he's going to be a great player. But there's nobody else out there. Wade would ask maybe above his skill. But, I mean, we've got to be able to go recruit a player and put him on the field. Are we going to be able to develop him? And I don't think there's any coach on that staff that can develop a ball player. Even at wide receiver. Okay, coming into the season, wide receiver, we're loaded, right? Well, hell, none of them can catch the ball.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I get it. 100% get it. It's 100% coaching, and Dabo's got to. He's got to do something.
Got to do something.
Yeah. Anyway, it's frustrating.
I know. I feel you, brother. I know what you're saying. I appreciate the phone call, Ted. From one Ted to the next, Seminole Ted. Man, how do you turn this thing around? Because you guys did it, and we're in the middle of. I keep telling people this is Florida State 2024.
It is. You hit it spot on in the first hour when you said that. I just come back from the gym. Listen, I'm not here to throw stones, even though I had to eat a lot of crow and listen to a year of how bad Florida State was last year. And it's true. We paid a bunch of people who were on other staffs like Alabama and Georgia, and they got their bag. And then it went to crap, and there was no accountability. It was horrible in the locker room. And what happened? When we brought in new coaching and when we brought in the ability to say, hey, this is where we're going, and that changed a lot of things. When you look at this team, how many teams come out and just lay the woodshed to a team they're supposed to? Good teams rise up even for the bad teams. And, you know, I'm not saying that we're going to win the national championship this season, but whatever Mike Norvell did turning over the reins to another coach on both sides of the ball has helped him immensely. So at the end of the day, I think that we're going to be poised to do a lot better. I think that you're going to see more play on the field. If I was Dabo Swinney, and I don't know what kind of conversations he's having in the background, but I would be threatening every one of those players that, hey, if you're not giving me 100% every day you're out here, you're not going to play. And good luck getting your next bag of money, because I'm going to do everything I can to tell people that you don't work once you get paid. And I don't know if they can even do that, but I know I would be doing it, and I'd be PTing the heck out of everybody and say, you're going to give me 110% every play, every day, or you're out.
Yep.
But,
yep.
I mean, that's a decision he's got to make. But I appreciate the line. You know, get through the season, cut loose the bad, and bring in some people that can play. Have a good one, Mickey.
Thank you, Seminole Ted. And identify that. Florida State rushed for 498 yards on Saturday. Now, again, it's against Kent State, but 775 yards of total offense, 66 points, 37 first downs. And I know it's Kent State. I get it. I don't worry about East Texas A&M, but Florida State in that game rushed for 361 yards, had 729 yards of offense. Gus Malzahn, last two games, over 700 yards of offense. And I know it's bad opponents, but I go back to the Florida State game, and they ran for 230 yards, 87 yards rushing, giving up 230 yards rushing. They have an identity on offense right now. Butch is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Butch. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. I hope you are, too.
Hey, I'm more than blessed. They just dropped off the shingles for the roofers to come put on my house today, man. So, yeah, I'm truly blessed.
Well, good. I hope that works out good for you. I'm sure it will.
Yes, sir. you know, your last caller, Seminole Ted, man, he has got all the right in the world to brag about his team from the way they came from last year. And I'd called originally to talk about my Gamecocks, but he's right. I'm going to tell you right now, man, in my opinion, that ACC this year is coming down to Florida State, Miami. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, it looks
and
like
I'm
it.
An outsider looking in.
Yeah, it looks like
that's it.
Yeah.
But, no, Mickey, man, I thought the Double Dutch bus was going to cruise by Friday and throw some good mojo on, you know, Clemson and South Carolina. But do you – it's a question I got, and it's – I remember it from when Lattimore got knocked out for his first time by Kentucky. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think last week was just a his style of play? Do you think he was playing a little cautious because of getting knocked out?
I think a couple things there offensively. No, I mean, because passing the ball, he looked really good. I don't think that they've got enough design runs for him. I don't
being
think
being physical.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the same Lenore Sellers, but that he didn't look that way before he got knocked out. South Carolina State in the Virginia Tech game,
he ain't
and the Vanderbilt
good
game.
All year.
He's not been.
Yeah, I mean, I know he ain't looked good all year, yeah. But I didn't.
Well, and so that concerns you. And look, all these guys are talking about, trying to prove that they're a passer now. That they're you see these quarterbacks. This happens all the time. I'm a NFL. I want to prove to the NFL I can stay in the pocket and throw the football. Well, how about proving to your team that you can run it and that's where you're most dangerous? He had 10 carries for minus 28 yards. His long run was 7. What if I'd have told you, and I got another concerning thing for South Carolina too, by the way. What if I'd have told you that we are 4 games into the season and Lenore Sellers has 17 yards rushing on the season?
One rushing touchdown. Never believe that. Never in a million years would you believe that.
No.
Never.
I mean,
this team did a 180 from last year.
Lenore Sellers has 4 touchdown passes and 1 rushing touchdown. In 4 games, he has 5 total touchdowns. You thought he was a Heisman candidate, and he has
– Right.
He's averaging 0.5 yards a carry. Like they have not – he's got to run the ball, man. He's got to run it. Now, the good news is you'll beat Kentucky, but, I mean, look at the rest of the schedule. That's the one bad part.
Hey, yep. I called you like 2 weeks ago and told you – We was coming in 4-8, maybe 5-7 if we beat Clemson.
Let me give you the other the major concern I have about South Carolina right now, and that is Missouri was going to run the ball, and they knew Missouri was going to run the ball, and they had 9 in the box. I'd never seen safeties. The safeties were 2 yards behind the linebackers. They had 9 in the box, and they couldn't stop the run. And that's what they designated it and said they dared Missouri to throw the football. And Missouri lined up and smashed them for 285 yards rushing. That's concerning.
Yeah, because you got 9 in the box, you know they're coming.
Right.
And still can't stop.
Right.
100%. I mean, that running back that they have is a beast.
Yeah, both of them, because Jamal Roberts looked pretty good too, but they averaged almost 6 yards a carry. And I will tell you this, I'm not a football genius, Butch. But if one team runs it for 285 and the other team rushes for minus 9, then I can tell you who's going to win the game.
You got a problem.
Yep.
That math ain't mathing, is it?
No, that ain't mathing. Totally agree.
No, that ain't mathing at all.
No.
But, no, Mickey, man, I caught a DJ mix this weekend, and it played that song Double Dutch Bus, and I remember you played that about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to call him Monday. I got to call Mickey.
I like it. Hey, man, I appreciate it, Butch. Yeah. Hope you have a great day, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Spartanburg James Tiger Ward, hang on. I'm coming to you. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them take care of you, 404-8158. Your garage floor is going to look amazing. Your garage floor is going to look incredible. It's going to cost you so much less than you think it's going to cost you. It's going to add so much value to your home. And then the functional part of it, slip resistant, stain resistant. You're going to clean it up. It's going to look awesome. You take a lot of pride in it. These are the best garage flooring specialists out there. These people have been doing this since 1999. Their experience is going to pay off for you. Go with the best. Go with Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Final segment of a Monday show after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
It's bow time.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you can say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today.
It's bow time.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance. We offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Strong industries build strong communities.
For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there. He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Filer Show on The Roar.
Annual flagship charity fundraisers coming up. October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We ask you to come by and make a big difference. The Tigers for Tatas kickoff show happening Wednesday, October the 1st. Trammell & Mills Law Firm. Come by 1650 A East Greenville Street in Anderson. Buy a wristband, a t-shirt. Proceeds benefit Dabo and Kathleen's All-In Foundation for breast cancer research. Plus, you get to hear from Ernie and Trey and the good folks over there, both cancer survivors. So it's personal for them. We'll be there 6 to 9. Stop by. Coffee, donuts. Facts on Sports, John and Faxon will be there as well, 9 to noon. Skin's Hot Dogs available. Come by, say hi, get involved with it very early on. Join us, Tigers for Tatas, next Wednesday, October the 1st, over at Trammell and Mills. Make a difference in their fight against breast cancer. To our phone lines, final segment, Spartanburg James. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm great. How you been?
Yeah, I said Spartanburg should have been boiling the train.
Hey, well, you're on the move all the time, too. So, but the laugh already has me in a better mood because I love hearing from you, man. I know you're blessed. I hope you're well.
Well, I was thinking about it. I said, it's about time for me to quit watching football. My Cowboys can't stop nobody.
You know.
The Gamecocks can't win. I said, oh, my goodness gracious. And went and watched the Boiling Spring Bulls. Oh, they can't beat Gaffney. I thought, oh, my goodness.
You know, James, what's crazy is, like, I say this all the time, like, these are our hobbies. But, like, I think about my other hobbies. Like, would you go fishing if you never caught a fish? Would you play golf if you never hit a good shot? Would you go hunting
right.
if you never killed anything? Like,
that's right.
And then we watch our football teams out there like this, and, man, these hobbies aren't turning up for
us.
Well,
you know, life have a way of giving you a perspective differently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was looking at Psalm 27. Be of good courage and wait on the Lord. And again, I say wait on the Lord. Well, last Wednesday, and I was in a meeting, and this guy called in. They said, we letting all y'all go. The 30th, you don't have a job no more. I said, Lord, that's okay. But I'll tell you, it's making it hit. So it put me in a different perspective. Football is fun, but when you don't have income, that's a different world.
So,
you know, and so, as of the 30th of this month, we out of a job. But, you know, and that's okay. It's been 21 years of driving, and, have to start a new job somewhere else.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you looking right now?
You know, they're bringing a group of people in to, they might hire us on, you know, they're going to bring a logistic crew in. Yeah. And so we have to meet with them tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And I said, well, Lord, I said, man, football is fun, but this is a whole different perspective.
Yeah.
But then as I was reading the scriptures, you know, I said, no, Lord, you got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
Well, let me do this. If you'll find out a lot this week. If you are looking, I know several thousand listeners right now that are listening that love you and would love to help you out in some way and talk about some opportunities for you. So call me this week if you think you need to, because I mean, people are looking for good help everywhere. So
man, I appreciate y'all, Mickey.
You know,
good to have family. You know, I was saying, I was in church yesterday, and you know, and we was all, they were so glad, everybody was sitting around there, and God know we were the slaves and talking. And I looked and I said, Lord, this is what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it's about.
Yeah.
And
what
it's more than just yes, that's right. And so yeah. I'll say this before I let you go. So I asked him, and I said, can I never done this. I said, can we pray? That the corporate people looked around at me. They look, everybody looked, they said, yeah, go ahead and pray.
James, let me get this to you. I just got a text, and a buddy of mine says, my friend has a trucking company and will hire you today. So when you get ready, when you think you need, you call me here on air, off the air, and we'll set this thing up.
I will.
And because you won't be out. I know you. I know your personality. I know your faith. I know you won't be out of a job. So we got people that will hire you today.
I appreciate Mickey. I appreciate y'all so very much.
Yeah.
But
I got one right here. This is a texture here. It says, my daughter and son-in-law need CDL drivers for dump trucks that can do daytime or nighttime, whatever works best. Can never find enough good drivers. They'd love to get in touch with you. So when you get ready, you let me know, okay?
I sure will, Mickey. Right. I appreciate y'all so very much.
Well, no, we appreciate you. You've given us. So you'll know something maybe middle of the week or end of the week?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll know. Okay. We're going to be meeting with logistic teams tomorrow.
Okay. You let me know if and when you're ready, and we'll there's a bunch of people out there who love to help you out. I know that. I know this audience well.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you,
James. Appreciate y'all so much.
No, thank you for sure.
Okay.
Nothing would do my heart better than to help this unbelievable gentleman out. Tiger Ward, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mickey, how are you?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
Hey, good to talk to you again. You remember our meeting at Kiwi Key a year or two ago? Remember me, right?
Remember it well. I remember I was there.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
Hey, quick thing. This weekend we had a tennis reunion from our team of the 70s. Our Hall of Fame coach, Chuck Creasy, was there. We all had a great time. And then, of course, the game, which, of course, everyone wants to talk about. But, couple things that we were talking about, and it was frustrating, of course, and I mentioned the other day, I believe, the first half, we're not ready to play. Every game.
Slow
just
start.
Not ready to play.
Slow start.
What do you think about that?
I don't know why that is the case. To me, like, you touch the rock, you run down the hill, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be amazing. And you've had three home games now, and you've not looked good early, and I don't understand it. This is the slowest starting team I can remember, and I just don't know why you're not ready to play the first drive, the first play, the first quarter. They've been down, and they took a lead against LSU, but Troy, 16-0. You know, on the road at Georgia Tech, was it 13-0? And then this week was – I got to go back and make sure I'm again. It was 10-0 maybe.
I think it starts at the top. It's the coach.
Yeah.
And Dabo's, you know, I know he's accepting responsibility, but he's got to do something about it. And Fran Brown, credit to him, he knew we're a better team on paper. He comes in and smashes us in the mouth, does that onside kick was brilliant.
Yep.
And we weren't ready, you know?
Yep.
So
yep.
That part's really frustrating. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, we all know how important the quarterback is. If you were to say, what's the one position on the team that's certainly most important, we all know it's the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Cade, how we all thought he was going to be Heisman Trophy candidate, and forget it. News bulletin, he's done. Yeah. But here's my question. When does Dabo bring in the second stringer, and why hasn't he brought him in just maybe to spark the offense? But thus far, he's yet to play the backup. And I think, is it time to start the backup against North Carolina, or is he going to ride with Cade, even though Cade is pretty much finished?
I think it says an awful lot about their confidence in the backup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it
says
an awful
lot. So if we don't have a good backup, I heard this Perriman is pretty good. He was not really good at Daniel High. Yeah. I don't know enough. I haven't seen him play, but who do we have for next year as our quarterback?
Portal. Got to go portal. And
now we'll
and that's it. That's the answer. You have to go portal. And if you don't,
but
here's the good news. You know, Miami portal You know, you look up and down Oregon portal, Oklahoma portal, Florida State portal, A&M portal. No, A&M, that's the original guy there. You know, Indiana portal, Texas Tech portal. So a bunch of good quarterbacks out there in the top 10 in the country right now.
So, Mickey, here, you know my analogy to Dabo. And Dabo, in the back in the day, look, he did amazing things with – but it was different. It was the family thing. Yeah. There wasn't portal. There wasn't NIL. So I heard Saban talking about it. He's got to adapt. It's almost – are you a golfer, Mickey?
I am.
It's akin to you know, playing with persimmon head clubs because you don't want to embrace the technology, and everybody's sitting at 50 yards past you now. Yeah.
Well, they hit a 55. They've hit 100 passes. They're going to hit a 50 passes now.
But I'm just saying is I think it's time for Dabo to adapt. He might not like the portal, but if everybody is beating you with portal guys, it's time to jump in like Miami and pick up Carson Beck. And, you know, he has so much faith in Cade Klubnik, but I'll tell you what, I don't think many of us have faith in Cade Klubnik anymore. No. I really don't.
No, the portal deal. The last two losses, you got beat by portal quarterbacks. Ohio State, number one team in the country, portal.
Exactly. One last question, then I'll let you go. I have a question. Right. So around midfield, when our drive seemed to crater, and Adam Randall was talking about it, so does Cade have the authority to basically make the decision to hold it and run it himself? Because a few times. He, you know, when Cade gets hit, he's not like Haynes King. He hits and gets stopped. Randall's a big bruising guy, and he was the only bright spot to me in the game. Why not give it to him more often, even on third down and maybe fourth down? I just didn't understand that decision. Was that up to Cade, or was that a coaching decision?
Both. Some of those are RPOs. Some of those are quarterback zone read stuff. Some of it Cade can keep it. Some of it he's got to pull it out and throw it, but those are – those are decisions that he sees based upon reads on a lot of those. Some of those are inside zones and stretch play, outside zones plays, or counters. But a lot of those are when you see him pull it out, that's either an RPO or that's a quarterback read on an option run, option deal.
I just hope that the coaches would say, look, you got a big bruiser in Randall. You got to give it to him more often on short plays, short downs than yourself because he's not a great runner.
Totally
but anyway, I know you got a lot of people. Mickey, always great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you again.
I do as well, Tiger Ward. Appreciate that for sure. Brad Hughes, my Allstate is in good hands. Brad Hughes, good hands at Allstate. 292-3001, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him. Love to help you out. Let me get Lawrence and Travelers Rest final phone call of the day. Lawrence, go right ahead. I got about 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to speak into your comment about the backup and not having much faith in the backup QB. And it just made me think of 8 to 10 years ago when we cut that fella Bryant. He was our third string quarterback. And he goes and starts, was it at Ole Miss or Mississippi State, a really good SEC team. That's how much depth we had. And now we're... No, we're in like the complete opposite boat.
Yeah, but nowadays, every quarterback that's not starting thinks he can start is transferring out anyway. So nobody has depth at quarterback anymore, or good depth at quarterback, to put it like that. Nobody, there's a big dropout because all the starters are going elsewhere. Lawrence, I appreciate the phone call. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me, Will?
Steven Gilly will be out for the remainder of the year.
No.
He has the MRI revealed that he tore his Achilles.
I hate that.
But the good thing is he expects to qualify for a medical redshirt and will have 2 years of eligibility left.
Get him on the line. Get him on the line. Tamper. my two-minute drill, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, get in touch with him, EricNewton.com. We'd love to take care of you when any real estate needs in Clemson, including Greenleaf right now, and saving money, moving in from $1,700 to $1,300. So do that with a great Greenleaf. Quickly, my two-minute drill is I gave you 30 things I thought wrong with Clemson football, but the three big ones, no accountability, mentally soft, physically soft, no toughness on either of those, and those are bad, bad indictments. If I'm a football coach and I heard a radio guy call out me and say my team is mentally soft and physically soft and no accountability, I'd be irate, but that's the way I see it. Let me thank Will. Great job. See you tomorrow. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see it right here on the radio.